From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Civilian casualties are beginning to mount as the battle for the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah intensifies. At least 20,000 children are trapped inside the city, according to a statement released by the United Nations Children Fund, or UNICEF. Carl Schembri tells VOA's Victor Beatty about the challenges facing those there.
We're hearing horrible stories about people who are being either executed or caught in the crossfire or not being allowed to flee their houses from the city center. The people we've received in our displacement camps, now almost 600 families have reached our camps, are all coming from the outskirts of Fallujah.
Witnesses say a car bomb has exploded outside the Hotel Ambassador in central Mogadishu. The assault came just hours after officials reported an assault elsewhere in Somalia linked to the militant commander responsible for last year's massacre at Garissa University College in Kenya. Mohamed Mohamed, better known as Duladin, was head of al-Shabaab's feared Amniyat unit and masterminded the April 2015 attack on the college that left 148 people dead, nearly all of them students. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday a French ship picked up signals likely emitted from the black boxes of an Egypt airplane that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea last month. The Civil Aviation Ministry said a French Navy surveillance vessel picked up the signals from the seabed in the search area. Authorities also say another vessel affiliated with the deep ocean search firm is heading to the area carrying with it a robot capable of diving up to 3,000 meters in order to retrieve the flight data recorders. This is VOA. The WHO has declared Guinea free of Ebola. VOA's Lisha Schlein has a story from Geneva.
Guinea was first declared free of Ebola in December. Since then, it has had two flare-ups of the disease. This West African country now has passed two 21-day incubation periods without a single case of Ebola. So the World Health Organization is declaring Guinea free of Ebola transmission for a second time. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer tells VOA,
"We should expect flare-ups. That is what has been said before and what we have seen in the past, pockets of flare-ups. But since the countries are prepared now, we're very confident that any flare-ups can be dealt with quickly and efficiently."
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An al-Qaeda group has claimed responsibility for attacks on two UN bases in Mali that left four people dead. One peacekeeper was killed in rocket fire late Tuesday that seriously wounded three other peacekeepers and injured at least 10 civilian UN staff, according to a statement released by the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali. The attack targeted a UN camp in the northern city of Gao. The mission did not specify the nationality of the peacekeeper killed, but China said Wednesday that one of its peacekeepers had died in a terrorist attack in Gao. Switzerland has inaugurated the Gotthard Base Tunnel, the world's longest and deepest rail tunnel, running more than 57 kilometers beneath the Alps. The tunnel project began 17 years ago and is expected to become fully operational in December. The project was completed on time and within its budget of $12 billion. At its deepest point, the tunnel traverses the earth at 2,300 meters underground. Since Tuesday, U.S.-backed forces have taken control of nine villages near the Turkish border in Syria as they move towards the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. The U.S. has also carried out airstrikes on Manbij in the last 24 hours, which have killed 15 civilians, three of which were children, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The Syrian Democratic Forces have moved into the area on either side of the Euphrates River, angering Sunni Arab rebels as well as the Turkish who fear the Kurds are trying to establish their own state along the border. About half of France's train traffic was halted on Wednesday as rail workers went on strike to protest their working conditions and propose changes to French labor rules. According to National Society of French Railways, about 40% of France's high-speed trains and more than half of regional trains were canceled. The strike was part of a nationwide labor action this week in response to a bill that would allow employers more freedom to lay off workers and extend working hours. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.